This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Hey you, are you wasting your time on social media again?
Your brothers and sisters in IslamNet from Norway are establishing a masjid, a dawah center. Establishing a masjid to convey the message of Islam is one of the best deeds a Muslim can do. There's a huge need for it in Norway. You know this and I know this. So that makes the reward even greater. So give generously and Allah Azza wa Jal will give you even more.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing? You may have seen the video that I done recently about a week and a half ago or 2 weeks ago about Joe Rogan. And I gave him credit, actually. I gave him credit for some of his stances about the Palestine issue, especially when he had one Abby Martin on and she was giving good, you know, historical information and first-hand accounts about the situation in Gaza. And I commended him for that, actually, because it takes guts and it shows independence of thought and a mind, and that he's not a money over morals individual. And I thought this individual was independent until I saw the following clip where he's being manipulated by a Zionist.
What do you think? I'm Israel. You're the Palestinians in Gaza. If every one of the people in Gaza laid down the arms and stopped attacking, what would I, Israel, do to you?
It's a good question.
Nothing. They've tried it 5 different times. They literally like stop attack. Israel has never, not one time in history, initiated any conflict. Every single one of those things that you're pointing to is a retaliatory attack by a terrorist organization. But if that was switched, where I, Israel, you, Hamas in Gaza, I take all of my arms and all of my protection and I laid them down, what would Hamas do? They'd kill every single one of us. That's what they do. That's what they're sworn to do. That's their motto and the origin of their existence, all the way back to the Grand Mufti traveling to Hitler to ask, how do we solve the Jewish problem? Like, you want to follow from the Muslim brother, Hamas to the Muslim Brotherhood, all the way back to the Grand Mufti, the Mujahideen, and you see the origins of like one thing, which is, how do I solve the Jewish problem, is to eradicate and kill them. That is what Hamas came from. Not the Palestinians, not those poor people stuck in Gaza. But in that problem, if all of Hamas just went away, we would have peace. If they laid down their arms and they stopped murdering innocent civilians and raping women and killing babies, you'd have peace. If the other side laid down their arms, they would all be murdered.
Now, I think that this clip is laughable. And only a person who is a non-specialist or an ignoramus or a propagandist would consider this to be factual information. The first thing he said is that Israel never initiated any kind of conflict. Well, think of the following. Before 1948, where was Israel anyway? Israel was not an entity. So how did it come to be an entity? Do you think that Israel or the Zionists in what would then be called Israel were able to establish for themselves a state without conflict? Do you think that? Do you think that's what happened? Well, if you do think that, then you're more ignorant than you sound. Because actually, if you read any book, even those from the secondary source materials of Zionist historians, what you've said is actually false on so many different grounds. Just a quick one. In the 1920s and 30s, what happened is that Jewish immigration to Palestine increased. In the 40s, it increased more rapidly and exponentially. And at the same time, what you had was the rise of Zionist militia terrorist groups like Irgun and Levy and the Stern Gang. I'll give you one event that took place, which was actually not a reaction to anything, but in fact, a terrorist attack, which everybody who's read on this issue knows about. And that is the 1946 King David Hotel bombing, in which 91 people died. In fact, white people, British people. And this was something which was initiated by those groups. Now, those groups, or at least the commanders of those groups, became prime ministers and presidents of the Israel thereafter. In 1948, when the inception of Israel took place, and the Nakba took place as well. In fact, in 1947, what is referred to as the Civil War, the Palestinian Civil War, where even in Haganah records, which was one of the groups, the armed Jewish groups, or Zionist groups. Ben Gurion writes very freely and honestly about the fact that Plan Dalit, which was a plan that was intended to try and effectively displace Palestinian people from their place, took place. And that was before the inception of the State of Israel. So now we talk about 1947 and 1946, 1947, before the inception of the State of Israel. But even that is just one aspect. We're talking about the one analysis. Another analysis is after the inception of the State of Israel. You see, even the 1948 war that took place between the Arab nations around Israel, where, by the way, the people were outgunned. The Arabs were outgunned and outmanned. People think that this was so many different countries versus Israel. No, they were outgunned and outmanned. Even in that war, okay, which they lost, which was a failure for the Arab nations. It was a failure. It was preceded by the events aforementioned, the Nakba, the Plan Dalit, the 1947 Palestinian conflict, the 1946 King David Hotel bombing, and other things as well. So what you're saying is factually incorrect, according to everybody. I mean, nobody even from the Zionist historian side says what you're saying. Then you have the 1956 Suez Canal crisis. Now, there's no credible historian that says that the Suez Canal crisis, which took place in Egypt, a different country, a different sovereign nation, was because of Egyptian antagonism to Israel. This is not what happened. In fact, the 1956 Suez War crisis, Suez Canal crisis, was a conglomerate or an alliance between Israel, France, and the United Kingdom. All three of these nations attacked Egypt. So you cannot say that this was an attack on Israel by Gamal Abdel Nasser, the then president of Egypt, which then led to some kind of reaction. No, Israel, along with the United Kingdom and France, initiated the conflict. And anyone who knows anything about history knows that there was then a UN resolution which ended the conflict, which, by the way, the United States spearheaded. This is just go anywhere, read any book of history, Mansfield, Horowitz, anyone you like, and you'll see that this is mentioned. Then comes the 1967 war. 1967 war was a surprise attack on Egypt and Syria and Jordan. It was a surprise attack by the Israelis. So how can this be, if it's a surprise attack, which destroyed so many different infrastructure, and it was a six-day war, and you have military commanders of Israel gloating and boasting about the success of this surprise preemptive strike, they called it. How could this be because of some kind of an aggression? You are a liar. And Joe Rogan should be ashamed of himself for listening to someone like you without fact-checking that information. I find that to be completely objectionable. Why couldn't he use the same rigor and integrity that he does with the mixed martial arts, which is a much lesser situation, on a situation like this? If someone came to you, Joe Rogan, and started talking rubbish about Brazilian jiu-jitsu, or about boxing, or about kickboxing, or about Wing Chun, or about those things, you'd be the first to put them on the back foot and tell them that they're the ones who are BSing you. You'd be the first to do that. We've seen that. We have seen that take place. We've seen you put people in their place because of their lack of knowledge on combat sports. So where do you find the audacity or the confidence to listen to a Zionist manipulator manipulate you on key facts, which across the board, Palestinian historians, Western historians, non-partisan historians, and Zionist historians all agree? So I think this is nonsense. And I could go further. I could talk about 2006. I could talk about when Israel went into the Golan Heights. I can talk about South Lebanon. I can talk about so many different things. I could talk about the attacks from the Israeli Defense Force on the Gazan population, which I've done just recently, which was on the back of a great march in Gaza. No one shot a bullet and no one fired a rocket. Yet the IDF attacked them and killed them, the civilians. So what you're talking about is a lie. How dare you think you can lie on public, in public like this on social media, and think you will not be corrected? And how dare anybody on such a sensitive topic not do the fact checking that is required? Then he said in the other aspect or the other portion of the video, he mentioned the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem at the time who went and saw the Nazis. But did you know that the same Zionist terrorist organizations, yes, Zionist terrorist organizations before the State of Israel, before the inception of the State of Israel, they went and they also made collaborations with the Nazis. And this is in peer-reviewed journals, which I can show you a picture of right now on the screen. You can go ahead and look at this. The secret alliance that took place between some of those terrorist organizations, Zionist terrorist organizations, and the Nazis themselves. Why do you think that these Zionist separatists wanted to speak to the Nazis in that manner? Because they both had a common goal, which was removing the Jews from Europe and putting them or placing them in Palestine. So it showed you that even those individuals operated, you're mentioning the Mufti, the Grand Mufti, Amin Husseini, you mention him, you don't even know his name, yes, Amin Husseini, but you don't mention the fact that the Zionist groups had the same kind of logic or pragmatic kind of way of dealing with the matter, with the enemy of the enemy is my friend. And then you ask a hypothetical question. What would happen if Hamas laid down its weapons? Sorry, if all the Jews laid down their weapons, what would Hamas do to them? He said he would kill them all. But okay, Hamas was elected in 2006. Disengagement from the Gaza Strip was in 2005. But Hamas was incepted in 1987, which means that there were elements of Hamas in the Gaza Strip where there were people who are settlers and Jewish at the same time. So why did, if what you're saying is true, then why didn't Hamas kill those guys? It's more than, I don't know, dozens of settlements that were there in Gaza Strip. Why weren't they killed? This is a question that could be asked. And if everything has to go down to Hamas, then what happened before Hamas in 1987? Are you telling me when you had the secular nationalist, PLO, and there was no such thing as Hamas, that the Zionists were not calling the secular nationalist PLO terrorists, they were calling them terrorists at that time as well. So don't make this into scapegoating Hamas and for all your problems, as if Israel is a completely innocent party. And then he mentions, as many people do, that Hamas has in its charter that they want to eradicate people in Israel, or all the Jews in Israel. I actually went and looked at some of the articles of that charter to see if this is true. Now, once again, we don't endorse or have a membership card or whatever it is with Hamas, and we account Hamas, as people have seen. But truth must be told, and misinformation is misinformation. If you look at Article 31 of the charter, of the Hamas charter, it said there's a possibility. It's possible, it said, in the charter, it says possible for Jews, Christians, and Muslims to coexist in peace and in quietude or something to that effect. So it's not exactly true that it says explicitly that all the Jews must be eradicated. I've looked at the charter. That's misinformation, frankly. And if that is what they say, then we oppose that as Muslim people. And if that is what they espouse, that we oppose that. Even if they don't espouse it, and if they act upon that, we oppose that. We have no problem taking anybody to account, which is something you have a problem with, because you can't even bring yourself to condemn the killing of these people. And then the man went on, I don't know what this guy is called, the manipulator, let's call him the manipulator, the weasel manipulator, the coward, the liar, the spouter of misinformation, the non-specialist, the academic failure, the ultra-crepidarian, the weasel. When he said to Joe Rogan that he was talking about the hospital, and he said that these hospitals and that was misinformation. Why is it misinformation? And then Joe Rogan was jumping on the bandwagon and said that, yeah, the hospital and the hospital. Okay, for the sake of argument, we don't concede this point to you. We think that the most intelligible and the most proper explanation for the destruction of that hospital was actually a big missile from the IDF. And you can see what the Channel 4 has said about that. You can see their report in your own time. They got a fantastic report disputing, or refuting, I should say, repudiating the claims of the Zionists who say that this was a misfiring of one of the Islamic Jihad or Hamas. That's one thing. But what about the refugee camp, which houses tens of thousands of people? The Jabalia refugee camp, which the IDF took full responsibility for. They knew this was civilians here, and they shot it down. They blew it up, effectively. So even if you don't want to accept the hospital, then you have the refugee camp. Don't try it! And Joe Rogan, watch yourself, with all due respect. Don't mess about. Because if this happened on American ground, you'd be the first one to show outrage and condemnation. We all know that. Yeah? Do your fact-checking, because don't make us angry. Don't make us upset. Don't make us disappointed. Don't make us disappointed, yeah? With your nonsense. And apply the same rigor. Apply the same academic rigor that you put to UFC fighting and boxing and Muay Thai to something much more important, quite frankly, which is one of the most important conflicts in the world today. With that, I conclude with Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, whoever builds a mosque for Allah, Allah will build for him a similar house in Jannah. And we know the great reward that will not only be gained, but rather will fill your grave after your death. Whenever someone prays there, whenever someone gives shahada in the masjid, whenever someone learns something in the masjid, yes, that will be something that you'll have on your scale.